four of those, you say you had three or four.
Hog troughs.
Yes, ma'am. Did y'all have those on your place?
We sure did.
Were they holding a lot of feed?
Yeah.
Pretty good bit?
Yeah.
Hog will eat a lot of feed, boy.
Ooh, boy, they never know when they get enough feed.
What would you say if a calf was hungry and he was making a noise? You'd say, listen to that calf.
A bellowing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a cow that's hungry? You'd say, listen to that cow.
A lowing?
Lowing, yeah. All right. Well, what about a horse? You'd say,
nicking.
Yeah, that horse nickers, yeah. Okay. If you had a lot of animals like horses and mules and cows and so on, you say you've got a lot of.
I got a lot of animals, all right, where I say.
Okay. Or maybe livestock or something like that.
Well, that'd be the best. Got a lot of livestock, yeah.
They'd cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
What about animals? Feathered animals like chickens and ducks and geese, you say you got a lot of.
A lot of chickens and geese, I think.
Ever heard people call them fowl? Got a lot of fowl?
Yeah, they're fowls, yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I have a lot of fowls.
Right. Okay. Where do chickens stay on a farm?
Well, they just out there scratching in the dirt or, and then they, at night they come in and go in a little house and there's some roost poles, you know, they get up on there and, at night and sleep and get down in the morning and warm.
Have you ever heard of a coop, a chicken coop?
Uh-huh.
What's that one?
That's a little chicken coop you're talking about you put biddies in.
Oh.
Young chickens. Well, you can put big ones in there, but mostly for young ones, you take them off the nest when they hatch. Put the old hen and the little ones in that coop and keep them in there. You know, the little ones get old enough to keep up with the mom.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, when you're frying chicken, there's usually a piece that the kids like to get. So one can grab one end, one grab the other one.
Pull it on.
Right. Why do they like to do that?
I don't know. I always heard you make a whoosh, and hold it like you. I take one end full of bone and you the other, and pull it and break it, and the one gets the shortest end will get married first.
Oh, that works.
That's what I heard.
Okay, yeah. What about the inside parts of a hog that you can eat? What would you call that?
Liver and lights.
Liver and lights. You ever heard people use the word hasslet or harslet or something like that? Hasslet.
And chitlins, that's in the hog.
Mm-hmm. You ever eat any of those? Don't like that, huh?
Uh-uh.
Why not? You ever heard, do you know any people who like them?
Yeah. I know several at last. My sister over there, man, she loves them. And Bobby, one of my son's stepson,
yes,
foot, they just gather up and buy up a lot of them things and cook them and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
They bite me over sometime, but
I've heard those things don't smell too good when they're cooking. Pretty bad.
Just that scent gives me enough.
Is it talking about smelling bad? Is there a paper mill around here? Smell something. It smelled kind of like a paper mill early this morning. I didn't know what it was.
Well, there ain't no paper mill, you know, right around here.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what it was.